flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The new year is here, and it's the perfect time to kickstart your meditation practice. The Morning Meditation for Women podcast has short, daily guided meditations that will help you start your day with intention and focus, and make it so easy to get you into the habit. Imagine feeling so much more calm and confident in 2025. Follow and listen to Morning Meditation for Women on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice.
Have a very nice day at work.
Alice at 97.3.
These beautiful things that you got.
It's Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Bottle Rock. Oh my God. Bottle Rock's so fun. Bottle Rock is a big festival. It happens over 3 days. Memorial Day weekend up in Napa. It's at the fairgrounds. It's incredible. Multiple stages. Everybody finds their way. It's just, it's so fun to wander around there. And you're like, oh my God, I'm in the culinary stage area. And all of a sudden you see like some famous chef with a couple of the guys from one of the bands that are playing. And they're like making their special pancakes and doing a whole demonstration with great, I mean, they got a big screen up there. It's so, I love the culinary stage. That one is partial to it. I do love food. But there's also headliners, there's
music,
baby bands.
It's amazing.
It is absolutely the best time. And even if you can only go for one day, you want to know which day you're going. So you got to go to BottleRockNapaValley.com, see the lineups, and then when you win the tickets from us, you get to pick the day you want to go. Presented by Jam Cellars, the first taste of summer.
I loved I went last year and I took one of my daughters and the missus and we went and we just had so much fun. And the parking was actually easy access. And then we jumped in a pedicab and we're talking to the guy and he's like, yeah, I'm here. I'm camping here and working every day. So he's making his, you know, whatever. And I thought,
what did it cost you for a ride over? Was it like a mile away? What was it?
It was a couple miles away, but it was easy. Like, and I don't even remember what it cost.
$10. He pedals you over and give a tip.
We tipped him. But I mean, it was one of those things where now we're here.
Boom. And no worries about your car.
And they're all over on the way out, too.
Oh, that's great. You have to remember what lot you're in.
Yeah.
So take it easy over there. Bottle Rock is so fun. It really is a great time. So all this week, we have your one-day pick-your-day tickets. So 9:05, we'll have a pair for you. There's another pair at 12:05. And then Janie's got you at 5:05. We give you keywords. You text those to our contest text number, which is 20357. If you text on the regular line, you're not entering the contest. But don't worry, I'll remind you when I give you the keyword. And then you get your chance to pick your day. If I go, I'm going to go Friday because I want to see Green Day. The end. I've spoken. The end.
I've never been, but I'm going to go all 3 days.
Oh.
I got to find somewhere to stay up there, I think.
Well, you better get on it.
Yeah, start now.
Like, because already, it's all sold out.
All right.
There's no place for you to stay.
Anybody got a bedroom up there, just let me know.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. Dungeon.
Wow. You know, honestly, maybe that's just something that guys can do. You know, I would be like, oh,
this
yeah.
guy can't do that.
Yeah.
That guy can do that. Right. This guy can't do
yeah.
that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know. Maybe it's just because I'm like a chicken chick. Like, I'm like, nah, I would not just go stay with a stranger. I just wouldn't do it. But I know you would. And I know you've made friends that way.
Yeah. I like people.
Yeah, that's weird.
I like people too, but I definitely
I don't like people that much. Where's the bear? Okay, so anyway, Bottle Rock tickets. 9:05, we'll have a pair for you, but we have them throughout the day. Very exciting. Okay, I want to talk about the Oscar nominations. The Oscars are going to be on March 2nd. Unless something happens. I mean, LA is still on fire, and they even delayed when they made the announcement of who the nominees were. So I guess it could get pushed back. But, you know, it's Hollywood. The show must go on. After winning the Golden Globe for The Substance as Best Actress, Demi Moore could win her second ever acting award. When she won that Golden Globe, you know, it was actually so surprising when she was like, this is it. This is the first acting award I've ever won. And I feel like she's been a staple in movies my whole life. I can't believe she never won any acting award.
I understand in that room, it becomes this thing like, well, we're all here for awards. Yes, I would like one. In reality, you won the award when you got your first gig that opened up an acting career for you.
Yes.
And has put you in the money and in movies for a lifetime. Like, right. I it's fine. I like the Oscars. I'll watch them. I enjoy it. But you could go an entire career without an award.
And still be a full
and
success.
And still be the happiest person on the planet.
Right.
You could be depressed, too.
But how nice is it if you get recognized for something
great.
That you
it's
love
great.
To do and have done?
But it's sad to think that Demi Moore is sitting there going, finally, I'm validated. I would think all that money should validate you some.
The story that she told, though, at the Golden Globes, where she was just like, I was told you're never going to win any award. Just smile pretty or, you know, whatever the quote was. And for her to be like, and I'll tell you, I did not like The Substance. I liked the first half of it, and then I kind of liked the like next quarter of it, and then I went, this is so gross, I might actually barf. I'm going to go ahead and quit this movie, even though it's a good, weird concept. But the end of this, I don't want to see. And she's really good in it. And not only is she really good, she's really naked in it, like for a lot of it. And she's a 60 plus year old woman who is super naked and super normal human being in just laying in weird positions and not doing like a flattering airbrushed thing. Like, it's kind of awesome. Like, way to just shed everything and be a human. It's wicked. It's almost worth it just to see that. It's such a crazy, so unexpected. And then The Substance is the stuff you take and then you become this younger version of yourself. But weirdly, you might also still be your, it's weird. Margaret Qualley plays her as the young, hot version. That's Andy McDowell's daughter, who you might know from The Maid. She's been in a bunch of stuff. She's gorgeous. If you don't know who Margaret Qualley is, Google her.
She was in Once Upon a Time in Hollywood.
She was
one of the Manson.
She is
children.
The one who gets picked up by Brad Pitt's character,
mm-hmm.
and she is hitting on him, and he's all, "You're 16. I'm not doing it." Like, he actually holds it together, and
he
she's
laughs.
Right. Ha ha! Come on, you.
Pshaw.
So she is also super naked in it. And there's, you know, so here's a 22-year-old and she's, you know, it's a brand new body for her. So here's, you know, supposedly Demi Moore in her brand new body, you know, like checking all the bits, top, bottom, leaning over, back bends, then twisted on the floor. Like, it's.
You don't see her woman area, though.
Not like you want to see her woman
area.
But yes, you see her woman area.
Don't get me wrong.
You see the why.
If I'm looking for inspiration, yes, I want to see all the stuff. But I am curious if that's what you're saying she's showing everything.
I don't know if it's American. I don't know what's going on in the front. There was definitely more hair than I think is typical these days. But it is definitely, there's nothing covering anything. You might catch a glimpse. I think you'd probably be looking harder than I was at that.
Probably, yeah.
So you might see that. But honestly, it was a movie that I felt was, I mean, I don't even want to call it an important movie at all. But it does talk, it's about getting old as an entertainer and what you would be willing to do to stay young, to recapture that. She's a woman who had a heyday. Like, she's got a star on Hollywood Boulevard. And now she's a lady who's like leading an exercise class. And they're like, she's too old to do this. They're going to get rid of her. And
she takes the substance, hoping
she takes the substance and she replaces herself in her hot new body.
Mm.
But when you sell yourself to the devil, there's always a price to be paid.
I have a question.
Yes, dear.
Does the substance bring you back to your youthful self? And so if you were, not in shape in your youth, would you go back to being?
No, it's the hottest possible version of you.
Okay.
Apparently.
That's what the substance
does. That's what the substance is. But the substance only lasts for 7 days. And then you have to be your old self for 7 days. And then you can take it again.
So you have to hope you have vacation time.
You have to insist that you have vacation time because you're only in that form for 7 days.
Wow, okay.
And then you can be your old self for 7 days. And you can't, there are consequences if you don't switch back for both of you. Because there are two now. There are two bodies. You're in one or you're in the other.
What's the consequence?
Well, you'd have to watch a movie, but
I'm
going to tell you something. It gets grosser and grosser and grosser and grosser and grosser to the point where I was like, even though I really enjoyed the first half. I liked the third quarter. And then I went, I am going to throw up. I can't watch this anymore. Yes, Vinny, your hand is up.
Do any dudes take the substance?
Uh-huh.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Interesting.
But this is only a story about this one woman, the woman that she's playing. Like Emily Sparkle or something like that. Some crazy name thing. So while you know that there are other people, she's the only one that is really focused on. But a dude turns her on to it. So Demi Moore is it now a first-time author. This is her first Oscar nomination. I seriously doubt she wins because there is some pretty tough competition. But good for her. She won the Golden Globe, so okay. She could win her second ever acting award, and she's up for Oscar for Best Actress. Emilia Perez is the one that earned the most nominations, 13 nominations. It's a record for a non-English language movie. Its nominations include Best Picture, Best Supporting Actress for Zoe Saldana, and Best Actress for Carla Sofia Gascon, the first openly trans actor ever nominated for an Oscar. This movie, Emilia Perez, also stars Selena Gomez, who was, they say she's one of the snubs. She didn't get nominated. But it's the story of a cartel guy, like a baddie. He's a meanie. Mm-hmm. He's a drug cartel guy. And he's decided that he wants to live his life as a woman. So he becomes she and is actually played by Carla Sofia Gascon, who is the first openly trans actor ever nominated for an Oscar. And so this is...
Have you seen the movie?
I haven't, but I've seen the trailer and I know what the synopsis of it is.
I'm always interested to find out if someone goes through with the surgery to complete the transition.
Yeah, I don't know if they have.
Okay.
I know, I'm interested in that too, which I guess is none of my business, but seriously though, I have a million questions, so...
Yeah, no, it's interesting. Yeah. I don't mean it as a,
Prying. We're sorry.
Yeah, I don't mean to be
We're sorry that we're interested.
Yeah.
So Emilia Perez, though, setting a record, 13 nominations, a record for a non-English language movie. You know, what was that Italian movie, La Vita, La Belle Vita, or whatever it was that won the Best Picture?
Life is Beautiful is what it was called.
That was also a foreign movie. It was a foreign language, foreign movie. I can't remember what the Spanish or Italian version of it was, but that was that's the last one I can remember that was big, without being in English, because I'm an American. I only know one language. So that's Emilia Perez. Now, sorry about it. Wicked. Wicked came in with 10 nominations. So that is and also The Brutalist had 10 nominations. That is the one with Adrian Brody.
Mm-hmm.
That one also got Best Picture. Wicked came in with 10. Best Picture, acting nods for Cynthia Erivo and for Ariana Grande. Cynthia Erivo was nominated as Best Actress. If she wins, she'll have an EGOT.
Good. Well, she's a super talented lady.
She has an Emmy, a Grammy, and a Tony already. And if she wins the Oscar, which is amazing. There's only a handful of people who have that.
The only thing I ever saw her in leading up to Wicked was that Stephen King show, and I didn't think she was bad or great.
Right. She played a role that, because we'd read all those books, we mm-hmm. had an idea of who Holly was.
Right.
And I thought she was fine in it, but she just wasn't at all how I pictured Holly.
Right. She was fine.
She was fine.
Did a fine job. But yeah. then you see her sing and do her thing in Wicked, and you go, there's a whole lot going on there.
She is insanely talented. Yeah, she didn't do a lot of singing in the Stephen King horror movie that we saw her in.
Nope.
Or horror show, whatever it was.
Anyway, Wicked.
Yes, Wicked got 10 nominations. Brutalist also had 10. The other Best Picture nominees, you know, yesterday I was telling you I hadn't heard of Anora, but I have heard of it, and I read a thing about it and watched the trailer a couple weeks back, which I guess is when they released it in order to get it qualified for the Oscars. Anora, which I'm pretty sure I put the... Can we try and get the trailer up on the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page? Just check and see if I put it up. I did put some stuff up this morning, but I can't remember if I did it. Anora is about this sex worker, and I think she's from Russia, because this oligarch's son comes to America. He's like fleeing his family. He's a rich dude, but he's not, it's kind of a pretty woman situation. He meets the sex worker who also speaks Russian, and they hit it off, and it becomes like the Cinderella story. And then the family finds out that he married a sex worker to stay in the country. And then it becomes this whole, her fairy tale's about to get ruined. So that, and it looked really, it looks well acted and good. Mm. And so that now I'm seeing it nominated, but I went back to see what it was. And I was like, I did see this trailer. I do think this looks like, so maybe we can watch it this weekend, Teeny. It's on, you can rent it on Amazon, I think. So Anora is also nominated for Best Picture, A Complete Unknown, Conclave, Dune Part 2, I'm Still Here, which I didn't even look at, Nickel Boys, and The Substance. Timothée Chalamet.
Mm-hmm.
He is up for Best Actor for A Complete Unknown, making him the second person ever to get two nominations in the category of Best Actor before the age of 30. Can you name the other?
Leo?
It's not Leo.
Sean Penn.
Both great guesses. Nope. Neither one of them got two before they were 30. I looked at a side-by-side of him with this guy, and I went, they actually kind of look like
that. Is it Johnny Depp?
It's not Johnny Depp. It's someone, this person is iconic. You got the Jimmy Dean.
Oh!
James Dean, East of Eden, and Giant.
Never seen one thing that James Dean was in.
Oh.
That name would never occur to me. You know who James Dean is to me?
Who?
He is a poster sold at the swap meet.
Yes, he is leaning against the car with the grit in his mouth.
He is that guy, though. Him and Marilyn Monroe are both posters at the swap meet. They're nothing more than that to me.
Oh, funny.
I've never seen anything either of them have done.
You've never seen any Marilyn Monroe movies?
Never, not one.
Wow. You should go back and you should look
at some. I really don't. I can barely get through what I'm watching. Hmm. I'm watching right now. I'm working on Severance, the season one. So good. That's good. How great it is.
Yep.
And even though I think I'm watching it and I'm going, I think I get it now. Then there's something else going on there that isn't explained, that, you know, in the beginning, all the oil or the black substance, you don't remember.
No,
I didn't remember either. And then you start to see it and you go, wait a minute. I thought I understood.
Oh, boy.
What's the black substance?
Yeah, I have to go
everything?
Back and watch it. I really need to.
Does it play in, or is it just a cute intro?
Is it like the goats? Like, what are those for? Never going back to that.
Anyway, it's good. So I won't go back, but, you know, I understand. Marilyn Monroe is a very famous lady.
James Dean.
Congratulations.
So James Dean and Timothée Chalamet, who, when you look at a side-by-side of them, it's actually, like, that's his next biopic. Timothée Chalamet could easily play James Dean. Because he's so hot. James Dean did it first with East of Eden and Giant, both of which he earned after he died, by the way. He was cranking out movies, gets nominated, dies. Chalamet's first nomination was for Call Me By My Name. Or Call Me By Your Name, I think it's called, or something. I don't know. This could be a misprint. I thought it was Call Me By Your Name. Let's see.
Call Me By Your Name?
Call Me By Your Name.
That does not make sense.
Call Me By My Name?
Hold on.
Yeah, we'll find out. A couple snubs. They say Nicole Kidman, the baby girl.
It is Your Name.
Call Me By Your Name. I thought so. I knew this was going to be a misprint. I'm like, that doesn't sound right. I thought it was like
call
a weird
by
thing.
Your Name. Okay.
Yeah. Mm. That's why it was weird. That's why people noticed it, you know?
Call me Tina.
Tina, come get some ham.
Okay. Where is it?
You like ham?
I mean,
you'll have some if I had it.
Yeah,
you like a ham sandwich?
I mean, is it in your pockets or do you
pocket
actually
ham?
Have
I got
it?
Pocket ham.
Come get some ham.
Yeah, yeah, I will, Tina. If you have a decent ham sandwich, but otherwise, no, I'm not into it.
Do you like pickles on that?
Sure, but no pocket ham.
And mustard, obviously, right?
Well, sure.
I mean, what if it's a nice sandwich now, but the ham was in my pocket at one point?
I will not eat pocket.
What about underpants ham? What if it's in that pocket?
Oh.
Okay. Tina, I did. You know what? That came out way grosser than I did not mean it to be like that. I'm moving on. Nicole
Please.
Kidman, Angelina Jolie. Honestly, I don't know why I said that. Selena Gomez and Pam Anderson. Don't. Just let it go, Vinny. No. You got to let it go.
Did you dump it?
No, you don't dump that.
No, it's, no.
That wasn't. It was just like, it was supposed to be. It wasn't.
Anyway.
Those people were snubbed. Couple of the other Oscar snubs here. They're saying some of the surprises that Challengers was shut out. No nominations for Challengers. That's the one with Zendaya. She's like a tennis pro.
Oh, and that's this year?
Apparently.
Okay.
Yeah. Selena Gomez, not nominated. They're saying Denzel Washington miss and Nosferatu overperforms. So... Oh, they say the substance is Margaret Qualley's.
Well,
also.
Denzel was in Gladiators.
No way.
I don't know why they think that
he wasn't even good in it.
Wasn't it a pretty small role, too?
It was a small role. I mean, it was, you know, he was through the movie, but he wasn't that good. It wasn't, like, no.
I like him.
That's not a snub.
But I don't know. And I was in a movie with him, so there's that. But I definitely don't.
So they
you're
say,
friends, right?
Well,
yeah, no, we've worked together.
Yeah, right? we did work together.
Challengers, despite being in the awards conversation all season, it got Golden Globe nominations for the film and for Zendaya as in the acting category, and won a Globe for Best Score for Trent Reznor and Atticus Ross. Failed to receive a single Oscar nomination. So there's there. And they just say, you know, snubs.
Speaking of, Reznor's going on tour with Nine Inch Nails. Going to be in Oakland in August.
Yeah, that'll be good. Are you going to go try and see it? Are you going to go?
I love Nine Inch Nails. Yeah,
I think
would try.
Top three favorite shows, Nine Inch Nails, no doubt.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they're that
good. What year did you see them? Was it in the 90s?
It was in the 90s. Mm. Marilyn Manson was opening up for him.
Oh, boy.
Oh, that was way back.
And then I saw him with David Bowie on that tour.
Oh, I remember.
Yeah. There's a guy who used to be part of the touring crew with Nine Inch Nails who's gone on to be in... A Perfect Circle. He's a guitar player, but he was touring. Mm-hmm. And he said the number of guitars that Nine Inch Nails goes through on a tour is absurd. Like Gibson has to keep shipping them out there.
Why?
Because they break them every night.
Yeah,
they're going to smash them.
Yeah, I mean, that's what's cool about, I mean, I hope they still have the energy, but they go nuts and like throwing stuff and everybody's still just going. Like, they just duck.
Until he's ruined all
of
their...
Throw a guitar, duck! Keep playing.
Oh, boy.
Yes.
All right, Vinny, what's coming up in the news?
So much stuff, including, sorry, I don't want to do that one.
Oh.
Pizza-flavored cereal.
Okay.
And more after
this. So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Peace.
What?
Wake up!
Thank you.
With Sarah and Vinny.
Ding, 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 ding.
Alice at 97.3.
Hey, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Get more Sarah and Vinny, the Saturday morning special. Tomorrow morning, you'll hear all the best stuff from this week. Tomorrow, 6 to 10 a.m.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by the San Francisco Zoo. Come ride and experience San Francisco Zoo's popular historic little puffer miniature steam train, which has returned to service and now runs on an expanded track around Bear Country with lake views and more. For tickets and information, visit sfzoo.org. That's sfzoo.org. All aboard!
I think I can.
Here's what's happening. So right now, as we broadcast from downtown San Francisco and look outside into the skyline, it's blue skies.
Beautiful.
Chilly this morning, but blue skies. And they're saying here some clouds will start to stack up and there's a very slim but real chance for rain. I don't know. It doesn't.
Today?
Today or tomorrow.
Oh, boy.
So surprising. We'll see. I don't know.
Of course, it'll probably rain at my house because my cushions are out.
Oh, well, you did it to yourself, didn't you?
I did.
I mean, you asked for it, basically.
I did. I'm basically asking for it. How dare I try to be comfortable
way
in
to
backyard.
Bring the rain to Mill Valley, yeah. Sarah. Good job.
Thank you.
You're welcome. By the way, I don't even watch the show yet, but I know that you never look at your Instagram, so there's no chance you saw this. Danielle Reyes, who is a local Big Brother player, is on her Instagram talking about how incredibly messy and historic the show Traitors was. And she's, I don't know if anything happened to her because she's not saying.
I think there's a new episode tonight.
Oh, okay.
I think it's a Friday's
show.
Yeah,
we should catch up this weekend and so we can talk about it.
Well, I'm caught up. I'm four episodes in and she's still on it. So I think there's a new episode on Fridays. Can you double check that for me? Because
there's a whole thing going on her Instagram that I went, oh, something's, I don't know if it's good.
And messy is right. It's messy from the get-go of this season. It's really good.
Saw an ad for this show. It's Traitors, and it's
Traitors.
Danielle Reyes is a local and from Big Brother. She's on the show this season. Boston Rob from Survivor and many other shows is on. Also, the cuckoo bird from Survivor, the blonde lady,
Carolyn.
She's on this show because I saw her in the ad and went, oh, I love that lady.
She's really good on it. She's actually really good on it. And, you know, it's all different reality show, you know, the pool of reality show contestants is where they draw from. So there's a lot of like Real Housewives and there's, you know, it's not Jared Leto. It's another one of those guys. His little brother's on there. He's a big star. He was in High School Musical.
His little brother.
His little brother is on the show.
It comes out on Thursdays, by the way, so
oh,
it is out.
Oh, so it's out tonight. It's out today.
And then who are you looking for?
Jared Leto's brother.
It's not Jared
in real
Leto
life?
Though. It's the guy who got the chin thing. Oh, we got no Tina. Why we have no Tina?
Tina, turn yourself
on. I thought Tina. Well, her mic was on, but. There we go. Now we can do it. Do it, Tina.
All right. Are you talking about the guy that had the chin thing done?
No, I'm not.
That's a Big Brother doctor, right?
Yeah, that's Dr. Wilton. This is he's a famous actor, and there are people yelling his name. He's the star of High School Musical.
Hold on a second.
Whatever that guy's name is, his little brother or big brother or some brother of his is on the show.
What?
That's his claim to fame.
Let's see here.
Zac Efron.
Zac Efron. It's Zac Efron's brother.
He's
yes,
the
Zac.
Guy who did the. Have you seen him lately?
Oh, he got. I think we did talk about that.
It's Dylan. It's Dylan Efron.
Dylan Efron.
Yeah. I don't know that guy.
Yeah.
I don't remember you talking about him.
I was talking about Zac. People were saying he got some kind of chin implant or something. That's a couple weeks ago.
Oh.
We talk about so many plastic surgeries on this show.
Okay. Well, anyway, something's going on Traitors. I don't know what it is.
Well, hopefully she's still on.
This Sunday, there's a lot of yikes. There's a lot of football.
Yeah.
But it's on Sunday, and then it's just the Super Bowl. So there's three games left in this season. Washington at Philly at noon. Buffalo at Kansas City, 3:30 game time.
Yeah.
Both of those games could be in the snow. Like that's those areas, those places they can.
I've been liking, we've had some snowy games.
It's fun.
It's been pretty cool.
It's nice to see.
Yeah.
Like it. How about a fast fact?
I love fast facts. You know that, Benny. Come on. Give it to me. Lay it on me.
The oldest known living land animal is Jonathan. A Seychelles giant tortoise living in St. Helena, a British island in the South Atlantic. Jonathan is thought to be almost 200 years old. They say 192 at least.
Oh, like people have been keeping track of him. Do they put like those little tally marks on him? Oh, it's Jonathan again.
The thing is, I looked up a video of him and turtles look the same at any age. Like, yeah, a young turtle doesn't look any right. different than this guy who's not 192 at least, they say, which means he has a hatching date no later than 1832.
Wow.
I wish he could talk.
It would be interesting.
I bet he wouldn't have that. You know, he's like, really, if he's like, you know, one time I saw this grain of sand in front of me and then I breathed out and it blew away. And then I moved 1 foot and then I saw some seaweed wash up next to me.
Looking at cartoons, animals are full of life.
He never won any battles with a hare. He never won that race.
Licked a Tootsie Pop all the way down to the center.
Maybe.
Thought it was an owl who bites it all the way down.
Yeah, I thought there was a turtle involved.
You know what? Maybe. Like he's trying to do it. He's trying to lick it and then the owl comes in and goes, three.
I think he'd have great stories.
I think you guys need to up your story game. I really feel like a tortoise isn't going to have a lot of great stories.
You're wrong.
You're right. I am wrong.
He's been around for 192 years. He's seen it all.
No. Well, all the sand on that beach on the Seychelles Island.
I wonder if... never mind. There are 25 million tons worth of spiders on Earth right now.
25 million tons?
And based on the amount they eat, in theory, they could eat every single human on the planet in 1 year. I shouldn't have read that one. My kids... are so scared of spiders. There was a spider in their bathroom. They have the bathroom in between their two rooms.
Oh, a Jack and Jill.
And they won't use it because there was a spider in there one time 10 years ago. Like, it's just so dumb.
Still won't.
They'll walk in, knock on my door. I'll be getting ready for bed. Knock on my door. Can I use your bathroom? Yeah, go ahead. Mm. You got to be kidding me, but all right, go ahead. Because they don't want to go
aggravating.
In that bathroom because of the spider they saw there one time.
You need to force them to like pet a spider and then they'll be over it.
I've gone in there. Well, I've told them that this is the thing. I've told them, however much you weigh, that's how much more you weigh than that thing.
Yeah.
Just stop it
knowing
with the
now
fear.
That even though they weigh zero, that there's 25 million tons of them.
Of spiders on Earth. I should not have read that one. I hope they're not listening.
That's like such a huge heap and pile of spiders that, that's too many. That's a lot.
Just thinking positively can help you live longer. Studies have found that optimism is associated with a lower risk of heart disease. And people who score highly on tests of optimism live 5 to 15% longer.
Wow.
Than pessimists.
Tina will live forever. My sister was always, she would draw the picture of a little house with the sun shining and she would say, this is where I'm going to live on Sunshine Lane in Happyville.
Absolutely.
She's always been that. There. She's like, news? Why would I watch that? Yuck.
Yeah, no.
No, thank you.
So do you feel like you've fulfilled your lifelong dream and you live in Happyville?
100%. I actually have my quote in my high school yearbook is to be married and teaching in Florida. And I was teaching, but not anymore.
Yeah, she retired. Now she's retired. She's a retired lady who just walks around in Florida.
Taking care of my parents.
Yeah, I know. Oh, my God. Thank you for doing that.
I will say, just hanging out with her a little bit this morning, very positive person.
Oh, Tina's super. Tina's like such a good influence on.
Yeah,
Tina!
my head was exploding and she's
a
calm influence
to
over
Tina
here.
Tina Taco. Yeah, Tina. Tina's a fun girl. I'm going to try and get some White Russians into you today. Oh, I'm making this rum punch thing that I think you might like, too. Right. You want to try that? All right, good.
Tina, come get some ham.
Don't. Yeah. She keeps it in her pocket. Don't have any of that.
Don't have
she
any
keeps ham. It in her underpants. Don't have that. God damn.
Only one NFL player weighed over 300 pounds in 1970. By 2014, there were over 400 players in the NFL who weighed over 300 pounds, and it's closer to 500 now.
Oh, my God.
Which is more than 20% of the league weighs over 300 pounds.
Well, it's hard to move a 300-pound dude. They figured it out.
Well, you see, some of these players, like the wide receivers or even running backs, some of them are so slight by comparison, it seems like you're going to get killed out there, man.
You're running for your life, literally. Luckily, those guys are lumbering along behind you. Yeah, all you did is get away from them and you're okay. You'll be all right.
If they catch you not looking.
You are flattened.
Uh-huh.
You're a pancake.
Bob Marley gave a songwriting credit to No Woman, No Cry to a man named Vincent Ford who ran a soup kitchen in Jamaica. This was his way of making sure it would be funded forever.
Oh.
Wow, smart.
You know...
It's smart.
Speaking of songwriting credits, that thing that's in one of the Bob Marley songs, mm-hmm. that is like the Banana Splits theme.
I thought you were humming the Banana Splits theme.
But there's both. It's like they're the same song, and I always wondered if one of them gave a songwriting credit to the other. Oh, yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah. But when we were kids, there was a show called, the banana buggies go coming to bring the bananas.
You want to hear something weird? I was reading a thing about the lead singer of Devo, which is a band from the 70s and into the 80s. Yeah. They were alternative.
Kind of new wave-y.
I loved
sure.
them.
Right.
And they were kind of my gateway into punk rock. Mm. So I'm a fan. But the guy who's the singer said he bastardized Whip It for some TV show theme.
Yes.
And he said, it's what I live on.
It's made more money off of that than any other thing.
Then he's like, I'm still making $1 million a year on that song from that TV show.
I'm actually glad to hear that.
It's what I live on.
Right.
And
I'm glad to hear it.
So people have noticed what you've noticed, but there's no evidence that the two songs are connected in any way or inspired.
So even though they're exactly the same, nobody yelled at anybody else.
Yeah.
Do we know which one came first?
For sure the Marley song.
Bob Marley. I don't know, man.
From Marley. No.
I think it was that was the early 70s.
Yeah,
when
Bob Marley song was 83. So.
Oh, I don't even know Banana Splits then.
Yeah.
I've never heard of it then.
But when we were kids, those were on. They would play, it was the Banana Buggies, and they had the cartoon interludes.
Great Space Coaster and all that. I went golfing once in Nashville, and I got put in a foursome. And the guy in the foursome with me had wrote the song Tie a Yellow Ribbon Round the Old Oak Tree.
Oh, the Tony Orlando and Dawn.
Dude lived fat off that song.
Yeah.
And I was like.
Publishing rights.
Yeah. I was like, wow, that song's awful.
Tie a yellow ribbon.
I got one for you.
All right.
I have a friend from college whose name was Tony Orlando.
Oh.
Did he get any credits?
No, he didn't. He's a guy who had to explain, like, people know the name.
Yeah.
And they would go,
why do I know your name?
And he'd always be like, it's a song.
But you don't always make money. One of my best friends from West Virginia wrote the song for Blue's Clues. He sings the Blue's Clues theme, Scott Simon. And he didn't make any money off that. He did.
They just paid him for a session.
As a friend.
Oh,
yeah.
You gotta keep the publishing rights.
But he's made money off of doing he'll do it for people on
That's not the same.
You know.
That's just he's poor. That's too bad.
He's poor.
He is. Dave Chappelle hates him. Hates poor people.
A new study asked, why are people less social when walking in the city streets? Why? What is the problem?
Say hello when I say hello to you.
Why are you saying hello?
Because I'm walking down the street. You're walking by me. I make eye contact. I give a little nod. Hey, how you doing?
Why are you making eye contact?
Why are you talking with
look at your phone
accent?
Like everybody else.
In
just
California.
Walk and try not to, shoulder bang anybody.
If you're walking through the city streets, do you totally zone out?
Yes.
Do you stare at your phone so no one will engage?
I just look ahead of me and just make sure I don't trip over any human anything.
A new study looked into why urban pedestrians seem to be walking faster and doing less socializing. They compared recent video to similar footage from more than 40 years ago.
Oh, excellent. Let's hear it.
And people in Boston, New York City, and Philadelphia are walking 15% faster. And they have less than half the informal encounters. The hello, friend.
Oh.
How you doing?
We're just so self-involved. And we're in a hurry.
Naturally, the biggest change is technology.
Yeah.
Now everyone's walking with a smartphone. And you know that we've heard people say it. They put in headphones. It doesn't even matter if anything's on. They're just trying to make sure that you don't talk to them.
Don't talk to me. I have headphones on.
But here, if I'm walking down the street and we make eye contact and I nod and give you a little hi, it's rude, I think, to not nod back and say hi.
I agree.
Yes, if you've made eye contact and you've nodded, that there should be some kind of response from another human. But
you also know that there's all young people coming up today can't even make a freaking phone call without wetting their own pants.
Right.
Like, what do you expect them to do?
That's true. The kids can't
do it. The guy said hi to me, and now I'm
freaked out. I got to go to see my therapist.
I have to change my underwear.
Because I can't sit in the same room with him.
I crapped myself.
There was ham in my underpants. What's going on?
You really got to get the ham out of your pants, Sarah.
Obviously. I don't even know how I got there, frankly. And it just was like not really where I was trying to say it was.
Right.
I don't know what happened.
Cities have a special ability to bring people together, but less so these days because people won't engage.
Yeah.
Urban.
You know what? Text me. I'll engage with you over text.
I mean, okay. Let me get your number then.
I'm busy. I got to go.
Right. Exactly. Our text number is 800-400-3697.
Oh, text us. We'll engage with you.
Maddie, says 408. No one talks to anyone when walking in California? Come on!
I will say, it's worse in LA than here, but you're kind of right. But I don't get it.
It's actually startling how friendly people are, like in the Midwest. When I lived in St. Louis, you'd be walking down the street and I would be almost like, please stop talking to me.
Oh, the first time I took Shauna back to West Virginia, she's like, why is everybody saying hello and waving?
And smiling. This is just too weird.
Like, we even wave when you pass cars. Like, if you're passing a car, you give them a little hand wave.
Like, oh God, you got yourself a car too.
Yeah, we're driving.
That's amazing. How'd you do that? I inherited mine from my mama. Is that something that they say there?
I don't know.
I'm such a bitch.
Can we turn up Tina? It's hard to hear her.
Oh, Tina.
650.
She's not a loud girl.
She has a low voice.
Yeah, 415 says, soft-talker.
Good Lord, Vinny, none of us needed that spider information. Thanks for the nightmares. Someone else said, what kind of math are you doing, bro?
About what?
25 million spiders, 4 billion people. Do the math. Let me just tell you something. If you hear me regurgitating numbers, they have not been processed in any way, shape, or form.
You're just reading.
None. Them. I do not do math.
And he didn't say 25 million spiders. He said 25 million tons of spiders. That's just so many thousands and millions and zillions of pounds.
I don't know. I'm just
that's
trying
times
to
times 2,000.
Just so you
right?
know, that doesn't enter. That's why
right.
sometimes, like when Sarah does math and then she's wrong and everyone starts texting in, I didn't process any of those numbers. Right.
If I say it and it's totally wrong, he's like, yeah.
Yep.
So she knew.
An estimated ton of spiders would likely contain millions of spiders.
Only millions? I would think kajillions.
Well, it's depending on the species and the size.
I suppose that's true. I mean, a ton of tarantulas or those bird-eating ones that we saw in Costa Rica. Oh, my God.
510 says, we go on a nightly walk and always say hi. They're not talking about in your neighborhood.
Right.
No, that's totally different.
We're talking about walking in the city.
And I'll tell you something. I am completely antisocial when I'm walking the dog. Completely.
Oh, really?
If I see someone just walking, I say hi. If I see someone with the dog, I cross the street to not engage at all because I don't trust people. They will be like, oh yeah, she's friendly. And then my dog's head is gone. And I'm like, what just happened?
Oh.
They get joy out of watching their dog attack another dog, or they just cross their fingers hoping this time my dog won't do it. This time my dog's going to be nice. I believe that. And there's a point where you go, I give up. I'm out to walk the dog.
I didn't realize it was such a problem.
It's a total
thing. I
thought
dogs just liked each other.
No, you don't do the dog park then because it's a dog park.
No.
Oh, wow.
None. I take my dog for a walk and we walk 3 miles and there is zero interaction. In the neighborhood, I'll say hi. Recently, there was a lady. I had my daughters with me, though. We're walking down the road, and my daughters are talking all about farts. Fart this, fart that. I farted. You farted. I smell a fart.
I mean, farts are so funny.
They never stop with it. And this lady's walking by, and she goes, she comments on one of the girls talking about farts, and something like, I didn't do it. It wasn't me.
Oh, funny.
You know, like
yeah,
she's...
Sure. Right.
Like these
hilarious, right?
And
blame it on the dog.
And then, well, whatever it is, then my daughters are like, "Oh my God, she talked to us, and we're talking about farts." Hey, and they're now, and this lady takes off running. She just goes, "I'm out of here." Stupid daughters with their fart talk. By the way,
okay,
girls.
Yes.
Who knew?
So stinky.
Well, I just know they're not even that they're stinky. It's, I mean, they're stinky. Who knew too. They loved fart talk?
Oh, well, kids. Kids and farts?
Oh,
absolutely.
That's funny. Tina. Mm-hmm. Tina loves fart jokes. Oh, my God. We were raised by my parents. My parents were just like almost like in a contest with each other to be like who could be the most gross and who could,
well,
you know, wear the least clothing.
Well, I have that going on in my house right now. It's
who
definitely...
was grosser, Tina, you or Sarah?
My mom would say me. My mom was always like, yours are the worst.
Oh, your farts were the stinkiest of all. Well, not stinkier than John's. John's were the stinkiest.
What's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
The Super Bowl. It's a very expensive place to advertise, you guys. I don't know if you know that.
What?
Wake up.
Thank you.
With Sarah and Vinny.
Ding, 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 ding.
Alice at 97.3.